Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Bob Chapman, economic advisor, expert. I remember, I know it's in your newsletter, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months ago, you can place the date. You kept saying week after week on the show, you know, back when it was 10,000, you said it's going to go down to below 7,000, right at, and then you said, I think it'll go back up to 10 or so to sucker people back in, and then it'll plunge again, and then it'll run back up. But you said a couple more run-ups and downs, it's, you know, every time it's going to go more down and then not up as high as it was previously, because all the market fundamentals. Can you break down how you knew that was going to happen?
Well, you know, when you're in the markets for 50 years, you have seen what things do. And so, especially the general stock market, and it's so closely watched by so many people over that period of time that many of them come up with just such prognostications. But they're usually independent because major brokerage firms, banks, insurance companies, government, they don't want you to come up with those sort of things because they want the markets to go up forever and everybody lives happily ever after. And, of course, life isn't that way. But you could see the deterioration coming. It started with the fall of the housing market, which we called, and the last half of 2005. And, in fact, we even said ahead of time, a year ahead, when it would begin, and it did. And we called the recession 2 years ago, February. We were right. We called a depression this past February, and we're going to be right. And these things that are going on, you're seeing in the market, come from two directions. Number one, the play and the volatility in the markets, it's not only created by buyers and sellers today. Probably 80-85% of all the trades are done by black boxes and quantum theory and things like that. And so you have a much more volatility than has ever been experienced in any market. And so what happens is that you've got to look at the fundamental economic picture, and that's where you've got to draw your long-term conclusions from. I don't try to call short-term flow in the market or in any market for that matter. It's just too difficult, especially when you have government interceding in the markets all the time. And so you pick the trend, and the trend in the stock market is down, and I think it'll continue to go down until it reaches a bottom somewhere, and then it'll go flatten out, and then things hopefully will get better, and then the cycles will start all over again. And the same thing applies to precious metals. They go up and down like a yo-yo as well. And, you know, I get letters from people, my goodness gracious, I can't stand this anymore. And then I write back to them and say, well, what's your alternative? You don't have one. So go long and stay long in the market that's in a bull market. And that's in gold and silver.
Well, what do you see the market doing in the next few months, next year?
Well, first of all, in the next few months, I expect a revisit of the Dow Jones and that industrial average, which is around 8,100, back to test 6,600. That is normal. The market has gone up in like perhaps a month. It's gone up almost 30%. I mean, that's unheard of. And there was a number of factors why. So now the market will go down and test to see if that 6,600 was a bottom. I don't think so. And we're going to get for the next year and a half in the economy a little bit lessening of problems.
That's what you said.
GDP will improve.
That's what you said.
But unemployment's not going to improve.
That's what you pointed out. You said the bailout and the stimulus will just kind of make things stagnate, and then what you're saying, in about a year, then it'll really start going back into hyperinflation. Give us, exactly where you see this going, because you're right about that, too, when we come back. And then more of your phone calls, folks. Stay with us.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are now simulcasting for the last hour and 15 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv, the newly redesigned and updated PrisonPlanet.tv. Be sure and check it out. Bob Chapman is with us till the bottom of the hour. Then I want to play a short extra for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The listeners on the radio will be able to hear the audio. It's also very effective in letting you know what's happening, where they're breaking Christians' arms, and federal courts ruled that they are allowed, the police are allowed to torture you and break bones as part of paying compliance. You don't get out of a car, they can break your arm to make you do it. You don't get, you're sitting out in front of an abortion clinic, they can break your arm. The bone can stick out. Now, YouTube lets you see the fake CIA beheading videos, which have been staged with the heads being sawed off. But what they don't let you see is this. When this gets uploaded to YouTube, it gets taken down. Or they say adult content and it gets blocked. So that is coming up. And, I mean, all it is breaking Americans' arms. And that's on TV all the time. You know, 7 o'clock at night it's on during the family hour. But this is real. You're going to see arms, compound fractures. And the police go right in front of cameras. Hey, no big deal. This is torture. So, of course, what's happening in Abu Ghraib is torture as well. Okay, I want to blitz through these calls. But, Bob, specifically, I remember you saying it would go up like it did a few years ago and then back down. And you even said in a few months, I see it going down to, you know, 66. And then I see it going up to 8,000. And then I see it going back down again. And you're even doing it month to month accurately. when will there be the big plunge, or will they just start hyperinflating in a year and the stock market will reflect that? Maybe the stock market will be at, you know, not 15,000 but 100,000. It's just it won't be worth as much. Or what's going to happen?
Well, the market's going to go down, and we're not going to get a hyper market. It just isn't going to happen. We'll get hyperinflation as soon as the money that was lent to the banks by the Fed, that was then lent back and stored with the Fed, is put into action. Now, right now, they're not using that money. They're keeping it on the balance sheet to ostensibly make themselves strong and receive about 1% interest for virtually doing nothing. And it's sort of like a wash sale. And so sooner or later, banks are going to have to use that money to keep the economy going. How far away is that? We don't know yet. Probably next year. But in the meantime, we're still going to have inflation because M3, which they don't publish anymore, is expanding at about 18% again. And in other countries, it's even higher. China's over 25%. And that money and credit that's being expanded by many major governments is going to cause ongoing inflation. And the money that is being created by the Fed and is being created through borrowing by the fiscal part of our government, which is our government looking for money to pay interest more than anything else, and run the government because revenues are falling as well. And that is going to continue to push inflation higher again. And then once they take this money that banks have out of sterilization, as it's called, then the thing will just go berserk. I can't put a timing on that yet, but it's going to happen. I'll see probably a month or two ahead when they're going to begin it, but they haven't begun it as yet.
Well,
and quite frankly, I thought they would have.
Well, we're a year into this, and you said it would take 2 or 3 years, and most of the other people we talk to who are of your caliber of researcher are saying something similar. So what, we're a year and a half out probably? Or you're saying it could come sooner?
The chances are a year and a half out to 2 years, but it could come sooner because of that untoward event I explained earlier. There are things that happen that nobody can control.
Okay, one more point, like China or somebody pulling out, and then we're going to calls. I want your take on this. It was in the New York Times. They even had a graph showing how China had been, you know, increasing its purchase of U.S. bonds, you know, that back our debt, for those that don't know. Now they've suddenly reversed, and it was a huge drop. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm sure you do. And it showed other countries are now, it appears, the move from the dollar. You know, they've gone to baskets and started buying a little bit of other stuff. But now China and others are buying gold, silver, copper. They're hoarding it all. And other countries, it appears, we're now really starting to see the flight away from the dollar, coinciding with this talk about a new world reserve currency with more G20 meetings coming up.
All of that is true. And actually, it's a flight from all currencies. Because in Europe, you have people buying gold coins and bars, and they're not dealing in dollars, they're dealing in euros. So you're seeing a flight to quality from all currencies, small at this time, but it'll grow larger. And that'll happen in an evolutionary process because all of the major countries, G20 and more, are making the same mistakes that we are, grasping at straws because the politicians don't want to be around when the bottom falls out.
So the Indian government, the Chinese government, the Russian government, the Japanese government, they're moving into precious metals across the board, including industrial metals like copper. You can just Google governments buying copper, and it's a run on copper. There's a run to commodities, real commodities, and you're right. There's a flight from currencies globally. And so I guess they've got to kill the global currencies to bring in the real world currency.
Well, and I don't think it's going to be SDRs because they've been unsuccessful before. They're backed by nothing. And I think that what they'll do is go for a basket of currencies and say that we're going to have gold backing when, in fact, they won't. And that's the way I think they're going to get away with trying to make their world currency. But because of programs like this, people are aware that this is what they're up to. And they're not going to let that happen in their country, whether it's Colombia or Bolivia or Tashkent, or wherever it is.
That's right. A global government.
Do it.
a global government setting the currency rates. Let's go to the calls here. Thanks for holding, Paul in Florida. You're on the air.
Bucks.
Hi.
Yeah, I've been in InfoWars since 1981. My punk band from Florida is saying about everything that's happening right now. But I'm hard to keep on subject. I really appreciate your work. I just wanted to talk about what you mentioned early in the show, which is torture. You know, the Delta Force, they're like federal agents. They can dress however they like. They don't wear ranking badges, but everyone...
Yeah, they're under the National Security Council. That's Cheney's hit team. It's only Bush. No, it's been around for decades. It's still going on, and it's not even really part of the military. Yes.
Yeah, and I think it was them who moved into the World Trade Center to wire all the explosives. And I have an Army friend who was at Fort Detrick, Maryland, and he told me about how they choose their members. They looked for sick... He thought they looked for sick, demented people who were... who would confirm as yes men and who get off on being plugged into the chain of command, you know, as if they were the top gun. So I think that's the mentality.
Yeah, I heard Limbaugh about 10 years ago, and then I confirmed it. With the Delta Force and other groups, there's other secret groups after that, they give them, after they've gone through all these months of training and the psychological warfare and all the tests, and all these guys have washed out, you know, from the Navy SEALs and Marine Force Recon and the Green Berets, you know, it's this joint deal. They then put them in a little shack with Machiavelli's The Prince, and they ask them to write an essay on it, just like they do high-level Masons. And if they say, oh, I don't agree with end justifies the means and doing all these evil things to, you know, for the greater good in the end, they go, oh, you don't pass, but we want you for something else. But if you say, oh, yes, I think doing evil for good is good, they say, that's it, you graduate. And they can also, and then they do other psychological testing, but go ahead.
Yeah, and so what my idea is that what they're going to do is when they need a chain of command that's going to listen, they're going to put these guys in the chain of command just under the New World Order structure, and under them they're going to put a lot of the people they've recruited from the gangs, and then under them the foot soldiers, so that they'll try to keep what looks like a chain of command that's listening. And so there's a polarization. The good people like us, we're coming together, and they're coming together under power. Just like in the cities, people and gangs come together for power, and this only safe place would be in the woods. Now there's the erase, and then there's the rewrite. We know this whole system might fall apart and break down. It's what we do after that, right on the moment, to keep civil society together, protect our children, protect the family unit, and I worked extensively on what could happen and possibly there, and even had visions and visits from angelic forces, you know, while in hermitage for a year of prayer on this. But anyway, back on the thing.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you go. That's interesting. You ought to write an article about that, sir, but you sound like an interesting person. You know, going back to Bob Chapman, that's the big goal of the elite. I mean, they're totally ruthless. Once you commit all this evil, the next evil, you know, it's no big deal. Once you've, I mean, it's like I've said, I won't do anything immoral because I know that if I'm going to be evil, I might as well just go all the way. And I know where that leads. I don't want to do it. But the government's problem is they're always trying to find people that'll do what they're told and to test them. Then they don't trust each other. That's why they had all the biological, chemical, radiological testing, killing innocent troops and children and foster kids. It's all declassified, was to create cadres of scientists who were mentally ill and believed end justifies the means, to then take those guys, it's those scientists they created. That's actually at the highest level of the New World Order. It's banking families and then scientists that they found agree with them. Bob, has that been what your research found?
Absolutely. And they even had them, have them categorized. And, you know, what's the best place for this person to be? As long as the person is pliable, they can use them almost anywhere that their talents fit. And that's what these people do.
Amazing. Bob, I want to come back and finish up with the economy and then let you go. Then I'll continue with the calls and a big news blitz. I mean, I've never seen such attacks on the First Amendment. And I've kind of gotten conditioned seeing these build up the last year where I'm not even screaming bloody murder like I should. And because they just do it, creeping death, creeping death. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman, InternationalForecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv. We are live.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Back to Bob Chapman. Then your calls are coming up, and then I'm going to get into this torture video and the latest where the government's saying, oh, the CIA was following orders, so it's okay they tortured. This is an incredible precedent. He's not rebuking torture. He's confirming it all and saying, hey, what the Nazis did was good. Nuremberg found him guilty. They said, now, just because you're told to follow an order that's illegal, you know, it doesn't matter the government says it's okay. It's illegal against the common law of humanity. You will be held accountable. Well, Obama says no. We told him to do it, so they're good guys. Yeah, I bet they're good guys. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up for just 2 or 3 minutes. We're going to come back go to your calls, as I said, while we have Bob Chapman. Ted, I wanted to drag you on here because you told me it was a really hot item, and I know why. These things are really rare out there. I know they go for a lot on eBay and places. People can't get a regular silver dollar for less than $19-$20 online. And Ted's got silver dollars, you know, for less than that. But he also has these Lakota Nation rounds, which are put out by the Native American New Nation that's declared sovereignty. And these are really a hot item, and Ted has them way, way less than you'll find them any other place. In fact, Ted, you bought them in so much bulk, and you're passing that savings on to folks. I mean, this is, what, a 20, 30% discount from where it's being sold other places?
Oh, yeah. I see these things as high as $50, some places even $100. And if you're shopping on eBay, they're about $20 to $25. And I have them currently right now for $17.50. Now, I don't know what makes them popular. Maybe it's because I have them priced so low. Or the other thing is they have a $50 face value on them, too, which obviously makes them very attractive as well. The Lakota Nation, claiming sovereignty and getting into the Federal Reserve space, to me, is enough to enough to support them right there.
Know the Feds raided the Liberty Dollar, and they had all the gold and silver there and were shipping it out, and that coin went from, you know, $15 a piece to $500, $300, you know. I mean, and that's one of the biggest collectors out there, is that Ron Paul Liberty thing. So I think you got a train wreck. People looking for a train wreck here is another reason they're so high.
Yeah,
but, I mean, you've got it basically at below what silver dollars that are junk are selling for, so it's an insanely good deal. How good of a deal is that, Bob Chapman?
Very good deal. Whenever you can buy an ounce at that price in this market today, and, you know, Ted will tell you how difficult it is to get dimes and quarters and halves and silver eagles. They're available, but they certainly not available in size.
Yeah, there's no way you can touch a silver eagle at this price right now, Alex. And Bob's right about that. I mean, the silver dollars, the dimes, the halves, the quarters, all that stuff is in such short supply. There's many times where I can't even sell them, and that goes for months on end. I mean, here I have this coin. It's a good, as far as I'm concerned, a good cause. And you're going to get an ounce of silver at a price that I think is absolutely out of this world, and you get that Lakota Nation coin. I don't know how you can lose on this particular one. It's a win-win situation.
Absolutely. Now, Ted, you got gold at really good prices too. Tell folks about that real quick.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, the francs right now are 213, and we've got the British sovereigns at 265. I mean, we've got U.S. eagles, all this stuff. I mean, because the prices right now on gold and silver are very favorable. There's no question about it. Now's the time to be moving in. Most people like to react to the market when something hot comes along. Then they jump on gold and they jump on silver, but they end up paying a lot higher prices too. Right now you can buy this stuff. It's deeply discounted to where it was. And
all weekend, folks are going to be there at Midas Resources until midnight every night. 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. And I want to ask Darth Vader, Bob Chapman there, beating up his telephone. Bob, how good a deal is that on the gold, and should folks buy into it now?
Well, it's an excellent deal because prices have come down. And, no one knows for sure where gold's going to go. I think it's going higher. It's testing its 200-day moving average right now, and it'll be interesting to see if it holds. I think it will. And, you know, as Ted and I have discussed on the year before, people always want to buy when the price is going up. The best time to buy is when the price is corrected. And we've come down from 960 recently twice. And, at 870, this is a good deal, because the prices are much cheaper than they were before.
Well, plus, that's a month-to-month graph. You look at the 5-year, the 10-year, the 1-year, gold's going straight up, and everything else is going straight down. So 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Don't forget to get a free copy of the International Forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com, to find out more about Ted Anderson at MidasResources.com. Gentlemen, both of you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again both next week.
Yeah, thank you, Alex.
Thank you both, gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to blitz through your calls. You've been holding long enough. Straight ahead on the other side. Then, another huge blitz of news and information. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
All right, Philip in Illinois, the Dino, Steve, Mark, Bethany. Go ahead, you're on the air, Philip.
Cut them down.
Are you there, Philip?
Well, my goodness gracious.
Okay, let him go. Let's go to Dino in Oregon. Dino in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, AJ, thanks for taking my call. You are a household name here in our home. Every day we listen to you because it is a gathering place of our peeps, the liberty people out there in America. Every time I hear a caller, I get excited. I love it when female callers call because you can see the spark of liberty that we need in the female side. And, you know, I woke up to you just after 2001, September 11th. I was listening to my roommate on the internet. He was listening to some guy scream and yell, and I thought, this guy's Christian. He's nuts. I don't want to listen to this crap. But he said, sit down and watch his film. So I watched 9/11 Road to Tyranny, and it woke me up to Oklahoma City, which is right there in your face. And I thought, how could this be right there in your face and no one's doing anything about it? And then I looked into 9/11 and then so on and so forth. I've read
and
every
see,
document.
All of that just sets a precedent for the elite. If they get away with doing Oklahoma City, why not 9/11? If they get away with torture, why, again, they're setting the precedent to continue all of this.
And the end justifies the means is a theme that I see throughout, from the lower levels all the way up. I got rid of our television. We got rid of cable because that's the same thing. End justifies the means. They spread pedophilia all over. ABC, Disney, it's disgusting. You can't even go to the store anymore. So I'm just saying, people, we have to listen to Professor Alex. You are like our daily class in liberty. But then once we're done listening to you, we need to get out there and talk to people and spread the message to everyone you talk to. I tell
well,
my
barber. I want to say this. We're all teachers and we're all students together here.
Yes, yes.
You're a professor. I'm a teacher. I'm a learner. I'm a student. You know, all of us are symbiotically learning from each other, developing the information, studying the enemy's operations, how they control populations. We're doing all this together right now.
Once we know the truth, too, and people, don't be afraid to just talk. It'll come out of your mouth. It'll come out of your brain. Jesse Ventura said it. When you're speaking the truth, it just comes. I don't need notes. I know the places and times and faces. I
exactly.
know what's going
Look
on
at Obama. Everywhere he goes, they got teleprompters. People notice that, so they move big jumbotrons back behind him so they can read it from far away and then ask the media not to show them. That's on record. Because then people are like, he's not just saying it from the heart. No, it's all scripted. It's all been analyzed psychologically to manipulate. It's all deception.
And the truth comes out no matter where we put it. You can post it on Craigslist. The truth is now, and I tell people, I even go to bands after they're playing and they sit down and I say, you know, one of the hottest messages right now is a liberty message, and I talk about the New World Order, and they get it. If you explain it right, people get it, and they know they've been fooled. This whole socialism and communism and socialism are the same thing. We know that. And the next step is fascism, and we can't stand to let that happen.
Exactly, and they confuse you and act like fascism and socialism and all this isn't interconnected where it comes from the same place. Great call, Dino. Good to hear from you. Steve in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Good, sir. Good to hear from you.
This is Steve Norris, another brother. I'm sure, well, possibly you've heard my name before. Dino pretty well hit the nail on the head. He's he had a good call in there. Getting a name, getting your name out is our objective. That's what has to happen. Vistaprint.com. It's cheap. You can literally get 10,000 business cards with whatever you want on them for a little over $100 and getting the word out, you know, going and talking to strangers, you know, whatever it takes. In my opinion, the people must create their own G20, communicate with other G20s. You know, that's a way to come across, get to know your neighbors, go out and talk to them. What they want is everybody to stay to themselves, be scared of who to talk to, you know, divide and conquer. That's their agenda, and we got to fight that. Talk to your neighbors, talk to strangers. That's what I've been doing. I've passed out literally tens of thousands of cards with all the information on them. I don't know how many DVDs I've done, thousands.
Well, it's having a huge effect. We've got Rick Perry, the Bilderberg Group member, coming out saying, I'm going to fight tyranny. We may secede. And I told folks it was just a stunt. He's now admitting he was just, quote, joking. But the point is, Sean Hannity's saying the conspiracy people are right about a new world order. Glenn Beck's having to do it because they're having to at least pay lip service because we are the majority now of thinkers. You got the majority that aren't informed and don't care, but of people awake. You know, to the political system, we are now the majority. We've just got to act like it. And, sir, it's because of people like you and what you're out there doing. So I salute you.
Well, I appreciate that. And what we have to do, Alex, is the in-your-face operative, just like they're doing to us. They do the in-your-face. That's exactly how they operate. That's what we need to do back. We got to wake up people and you know, kind of make them understand, you know. We're all on the same goal here. It's for our children. It doesn't have anything to do with me or you. It has everything to do with our children and grandchildren is what's going to be the success of this country and our sovereignty and being independent and having the freedom of being able to have the American dream. You know, we're separate. We're different from any other country in this world. And the only way we're going to keep that is to wake up now and make things happen. You know, truth is what it is.
Hey, let me ask you a question since you're calling from Tennessee, Steve. Remember a couple of weeks ago it was announced they were going to have regular Army running checkpoints. We had a state rep on. He talked to the governor. Yeah, the governor came out and said, we're not going to do this. And then I got the Marion County News and other newspapers, and they just came out and said, well, the Army did it anyways, the Air Force MPs, and it describes how they shut down the highway on Interstate 24 eastbound, mile marker 135, and how the Army was out there and how they were out there searching everybody. And it's got the here's the base police off base with a dog searching Americans. I mean, can you believe the governor told them not to do it? They just did it anyways. I mean, these people are out of control.
Again, what I'm saying is it's in your face, operative. That's how they operate. That's what they do. And the only way we're going to beat these people is by numbers. We have to operate in numbers. We have to, target. I tell you, something I have here is very fortunate. This particular area is home to a lot of major business owners, Pilot Oil Corporation, BP, British Petroleum, Goodies, for example. There's a lot of major business owners in this area, and I'm the type. I walk straight up in, and I'll talk to whoever, and wake them up. And you, when you get major business owners involved who have a lot of capital, capital is on our side, and they need to spend it while they can, while the green's still good. And you know, they're upset. You know, they don't tell everybody how they're feeling when they're feeling it, because you know they're a business owner. They can't exploit their feelings, but you got to bring it out of them. And
absolutely. I mean, we just sit here and take this literally. We're going to be looted. And I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. Keep it up. We're going to go to Mark, Bethany, Margaret, and Corey. But I promised to do this, so I want to do it now. In the first hour, I went over the dark seduction, how the New World Order brings people into evil, how they leak the torture on purpose, how they bragged they were torturing children. And then now they release the White House memos about how Bush wanted to be a dictator and ban free speech and ban the media. Then I have mainstream news, L.A. Times, coming out and saying, oh, yeah, the only way to save the newspapers is to basically ban other people and not let them say they're reporters and have the government license reporters. So I've got all this free speech news I want to go over. I'm going to go over that with Raleigh James coming up. The more your calls are coming up in a moment. Right now, I wanted to play for radio listeners, you know, you'll be able to hear the audio, but for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, this is the extra, one of the extras from my three-hour film, 911, Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. It's really three films, so it's 911, Martial Law, Rise. It's Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. Made so many films, can't remember the names of them. But this is really one of my better films, and really breaks. You watch this one film, you basically get the whole picture. This is the very end. The credits have Bush giving this cryptic speech about a dark cult of evil that thrives off human suffering. He's talking about his own people. And then it goes into the extras, the first extra dealing with torture. We're going to play just a few minutes of this, and then we will continue with your calls. And Raleigh James, syndicated talk show host, never heard her. Get ready. She's a great lady. Very informative. One of the people that helped wake me up. I used to listen to her in college. Back when I was trying to get into radio and TV, I was listening to her when she was in Austin. But let's go ahead and play part of my film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, going out of the credits into the first extra, where they are breaking pro-lifers sitting in front of buildings' doors or on the sidewalk, and they say, get up and walk. Oh, you won't get up and walk? I'm going to break your arm. And see, that's what the taser is. Oh, don't tase me, bro. Oh, you shouldn't ask the question of Kerry. We're now going to taser you as punishment. See, a taser's fine for protection for an officer, but when they're, oh, you didn't walk the yellow line when I gave you an order, bzzz, you know, that's what it's now being used for. Or pregnant women, you argue with me, you didn't move quick enough, you didn't get up off a park bench fast enough. Well, again, they call this pain compliance, pressure compliance. This is one of the extras from my film, 911, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. Here it is.
Behind them is a cult of evil, which seeks to harm the innocent and thrives on human suffering.
purchase additional copies of this film, or to see dozens of other films and important books, be sure and visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com.
I forgot there was this ad in between it.
1-888-253-3139.
All right, here's the extras, because they've kind of got it in the playthrough modes. I'm going to the extras. Again, this is from my film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State. Here it is, the extras.
The globalists have been systematically engaging in a massive brainwashing campaign, telling the public that torture is a good idea. And now we've seen the aftermath of torture. The Joseph Mengele-style abuses include killing detainees and harvesting their organs. But they don't just torture people to death. They do things so horrible we can't even mention them here. And there's no mystery when it comes to finding out who ordered all of this ultra-brutal torture at Camp X-Ray at Guantanamo Bay and Gitmo and 32 other camps in Iraq. Alberto Gonzalez and Chertoff and the rest of Bush's crew openly wrote memos detailing how torturing people unto death is an okay thing to do. It's part of the public record. The White House and Pentagon ordered the torture, but when they got caught, they just burned a few of their underlings. The Pentagon's own reports admit that 90% of those that were picked up at checkpoints in Iraq were totally innocent. But that didn't stop them from being tortured. In fact, the Army's own report admits that military dogs were used to bite and frighten detainees, that women were brutally raped, that detainees were beaten to death and sodomized with large objects dripping with battery acid. People's children were also raped in front of them to attain answers. This is the same type of mentality we see from serial killers. And it's riddled with all sorts of perverted sexual abuse. Is this what the land of the free and the home of the brave has become? After 13 years of sanctions, over 1.5 million Iraqis died, 700,000 of them children. And now thousands of private contractors have taken over the torture where the Pentagon left off. Following in the footsteps of other famous control freak serial killers and torturers. The only reason the elite is selling us on torture is because they want to condition us to where we will accept its use against us. And it's been going on for decades in America, in the prisons, and against pro-life demonstrators, environmental activists, and anyone else that doesn't totally submit to their tyranny. The footage you're seeing is from the late 1980s and early 1990s, where the police openly pulled out nunchucks, started wrapping it around the arms of peaceful pro-life demonstrators and brutally breaking them, simply because they refused to get off the side of the sidewalk. The police thought it was their right to break people's arms because they didn't follow their orders.
They use nunchucks on the rescuers. This is an illegal martial arts weapon, and merely possessing one in California is a felony. To be attacked with one is assault with a deadly weapon. Never before in the history of America have nunchucks been used on nonviolent protesters. This is the gruesome sight of what happened. The police, in unprovoked cruelty, wrapped the nunchucks around Michael Hausman's arm and broke it. When lawyers went to federal Judge Tashima to request he order the police to cease using them, he denied the request, saying in so many words that pro-lifers could not prove they were in any danger.
I can't tell you what it's like to be lying on the ground with police officers on top of you, using all sorts of torture holes to make you walk. You can't walk even if you wanted to walk, and their sole intent is to torture you, and then listening to the screams of the people.
You
when you bring out riot sticks, it's usually because you expect to see some serious opposition. So you put on helmets and you put on face masks and you carry shields. These policemen were bareheaded.
But here it was calculated torture, and the policemen were enjoying the pain. They laughed at the people screaming, and all of us screaming. All grown men, men, mature men. And you couldn't help but scream. What happened was when the two nightsticks squeezed on the wrist, they cut off the nerve ends and the flow of blood, and your hand swelled up to almost twice the size, and then it turned black.
It didn't matter whether you were a woman, a man, an old person. It didn't matter what your age, sex, or anything. That they were just there. They were going to brutalize everybody. And I think probably to the women more particularly, that they were very angry that they couldn't get a young woman like myself to walk. And I could tell that it was a pride issue.
This is an important illustration because it shows us how long this tyranny has been going on in this country. And if they can get away with it with one group, they can get away with it against everybody. The fact of the matter is, the establishment and its enforcers have been setting the precedent for a long time to torture women in plain view of the public, to use illegal nunchucks and break people's arms. And now in Iraq, they have these big live TV shows with all the people confessing.
All right, we'll be right back. For those that aren't watching, they have the nunchucks breaking the arms with pleasure.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Yeah, for those that aren't watching this live at PrisonPlanet.tv, they've got nunchucks wrapped around people's arms and they just
They twist them till your arm breaks. And then on video after video, I've got hours of this. We put a few minutes in the film. After they break your arm, then they pull nightsticks out and, like, celebrate and like, beat you with it. It's like, ah, you were bad. I broke your arm. It's just crazy, folks. So this is torture. And see, rather than put them on stretchers, take them to jail, no, they're going to punish you for making them pick you up. So this has been going on. The police are taught to torture. That's what the tasers are all about when they're used for compliance. They're used as self-defense. Then that's another thing. But see, they can't just pull a gun out and shoot you to punish you. They get in trouble. But, oh, this thing that makes you have a heart attack, it's okay. Let's finish up with the clip. Here it is.
On in this country. And if they can get away with it with one group, they can get away with it against everybody. The fact of the matter is, the establishment and its enforcers have been setting the precedent for a long time to torture women in plain view of the public, to use illegal nunchucks and break people's arms. And now in Iraq, they have these big live TV shows with all the people confessing after they've been openly tortured. And in 2005, people they take into hospitals who refuse drug tests are restrained and then tasered repeatedly until they go ahead and urinate in a cup. And there are hundreds and hundreds of examples we don't even have time to cover here. The point is, this is all macabre and terrifying, and the New World Order is conditioning us to accept it. We must resist it.
All right, that's one of the extras. The other one's the real UN, the murdering and torturing children. I mean, somebody's got to document this stuff. And I notice YouTube always takes this video down or locks it down, but then they show piles of dead Jews or piles of dead Cambodians that's far more graphic showing genitals. This doesn't show genitals. It's just more of YouTube censorship. They don't want you to know what's happening currently right now here in the United States. Let's jam in another call. Who's up next here? Mark in Connecticut. Mark in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Alex. Hmm? Alex. Hello?
Yeah, your phone may not be getting audio. You can't hear me?
Okay, I can hear you right now, yeah.
Well, I said it. Okay, go ahead, sir.
All right. Since last week I heard your show about the chemtrails.
Yes.
I recorded and videotaped at least 40 planes since 11:30 this morning. This morning when I woke up, the sky was bright blue. Now there are so many chemtrails in the skies, it looks like artificial clouds.
Well, what I need listeners to do for the chemtrail film, and I appreciate you doing that, is set up time-lapse. Don't move the camera, put new tapes in when it's a clear day like that, and because that's what's going to prove it, is seeing the and then how hours later it turns into clouds. You can see them expanding. And then the government admits it now. They're doing it. They're just lying about how prolific it is. And I'm getting death threats about this, by the way. I got death threats on my children. We did report it, but there's so many, you can't report them all, but we did report this one. Because folks are very upset about us exposing their spraying. Anything else?
Actually, I have what I recorded today was 7 planes in a row spraying. And right now I'm looking at, right in front of me, there's a trail. They've been doing it all morning today. I just saw my 40th plane. I'm actually looking at a plane right now. If anybody's in Connecticut, they can look up at the sky and they can see all the trails right now.
Good. I need everybody to videotape it. Get yourself talking on tape. I'll integrate it all into a film. The Chemtrail Hunters. That's not what we're going to call it, but you know, that's what you're going to be called, basically. And that's just very exciting that we're all doing this as a team effort. Anything else, Mark, in Connecticut?
Is there any email or something that I can send the video to?
It'd be better for film quality if you send me the tapes or make copies of your tapes or send them on chips or whatever. But, yeah, robd@infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.